Good morning and welcome to day 6 of our 40 days of Lent video journey together using God's story, our story, daily devotions. It's Tuesday morning and it's good to be with you this morning as we continue to read through Mark's gospel together. Our story today is about the man who was paralyzed, whose friends were trying to get him to Jesus. And couldn't make their way into the house because there was such a large crowd. And they took him up to the roof and they dug a hole and they lowered him through the roof. Can you imagine? It was probably a flat roof, much like the roof we have here on the church. And we've done a lot of work and to maintain this roof and to make sure that water doesn't pool and we don't get leaks and so forth. And there was probably a flat roof that they dug through to lower this man, and certainly which would have compromised the integrity of the roof, but certainly different roofing materials and so forth back then. The point being that is that this man's friends went to great lengths to bring their friend, this person they clearly loved, to Jesus in the hopes that he might be able to heal him, that he might be able to help him live a more normal life than he was able to live being paralyzed. And the point is they when they encountered an obstacle, they weren't deterred. They broke through, literally through boundaries and barriers to get this man that they loved to Jesus, and it paid dividends. And so as we think about this story, we think about the barriers, the boundaries that we come up against, the things somewhat structural, I mean literally structural, sometimes emotionally, that prevent us and from getting to Jesus ourselves or prevent others from getting to Jesus, loopholes, hurdles that we create. We, like the man's friend, should consider helping to tear down some of those boundaries, not digging holes in roofs, unless it's entirely necessary. But what are the systems in place that prevent other people from getting the healing that they really need from being able to encounter Jesus and receiving the love and the wholeness and ultimately the forgiveness that he offers? Do we expect people to behave a certain way? Are we only available at a certain time? Do we run them, create a bunch of hoops they have to jump through in order to be able to get to the risen Christ? I think that's the question to ponder today, the question that I'm pondering today and wondering, you know, am I a good enough friend that I would help break down those boundaries, and or have I helped create some of those boundaries that actually need to be broken down to allow more people to feel like they have access to the one who provides true healing, true forgiveness? Thanks for spending a part of this day with me. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for day 7 of God's Story, Our Story, Lenten videos.